This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. In Cuba, the government is about to shut down as many as 20,000 businesses that sell clothing. These are businesses that hold licenses to do tailoring and dressmaking, not retail per se, and compete with the Cuban government's official retail operations. This marks a reversal of sorts for the communist government's campaign to let small enterprise flourish there. The BBC's Sarah Rainsford is in Havana. Good morning.
Good morning.
The Cuban government, a while back, liberalized commerce to some extent.
Yes, that's right. The government issued a number of licenses to allow people to work in the private sector. And among it was the one license to sell clothes. But what's happened is that the government has now turned around and said that actually these businesses are illegal and that those licenses will be taken away. And so some 20,000 people or so are now at risk of losing their livelihoods.
So there's this eruption of entrepreneurial activity. People use these licenses to start selling clothes one way or another, and they do a pretty good job of it, right? The clothes seem to be reasonable prices by Cuban standards.
And in fact, that's what people really think is behind all of this. They are the shops that people now go to buy what they want to wear. And the state shops are left with far more expensive, far less fashionable clothes, which they're not selling.
Tell me about some of the reaction to this.
What everyone expects here is that simply the fashion sales will go into the black market, which is where they came from in the first place. And people are really angry. You know, this is a country where people don't generally express their feelings too openly. But on this issue, they face losing a lot of money. They've spent 3 years operating these businesses. And the question is, what happens to all those people? Where will they work in the future? Previously, they would have worked for the state. Now they're going to be presumably left unemployed or, as I say, on the black market.
The scale of this is quite striking. I mean, you're talking about possibly 20,000 of these enterprises, some small, some larger, having to shut down if the government really cracks down on all of these licenses.
And, you know, speaking to economists as well, they've been fairly outspoken on this, saying that this is not the way to operate. The state needs to learn to compete. The government here has set a target of getting 1.5 million people off the state payroll here and into the private sector. It's only managed to get around 400,000 people into private jobs so far. It's vital for the economy of this country going forward that that happens. And of course, this step appears to be a step backwards in reaching that target.
The BBC's Sarah Rainsford in Havana. Thank you very much.
Thank you.